I was in the air over Manhattan, about, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes from Manhattan, when the first plane hit the first tower. And because JetBlue has those little TV things on the back of the seats, we watched the full course of events for that day, because then, you know, airspace was shut down and we were in the air for a while. We watched it all in real time in the air. And then when I got back home, I got in that taxi, don't you remember? And because I understood Arabic, the taxi driver was speaking Palestinian Arabic. And he said, he was on the phone, remember? And he said to his wife, go to the school, get the kids out of school, bring them home right now. You remember what happened the last time. And then he was very emotional. And I said to him in English, I said, I'm so sorry. He said, the last time this happened was the first World Trade Center bombing, he said, and it was horrible for us. It was horrible for Arabs. And then I started to cry, and he started to cry. And that taxi driver was such a signpost for what was to come. And whenever I think of 9/11, I think of my mother being so worried, but I also think of how an entire religion got stereotyped that day and still hasn't been able to dig itself out, and we haven't been very helpful in helping it dig itself out. So that taxi cab driver is like a symbol in many ways of all that has gone wrong in terms of the response to 9/11. And I only cried with one person that day. I cried with a Palestinian taxi driver because it seemed like he knew what was coming. And somehow I plugged into that and I thought, this is going to be bad for all of us. So, yeah, I think of that taxi driver a lot, actually.